Slacker and Steve on demand.
You know what we haven't done in forever?
What?
You be the judge!
Oh my God, you be the judge!
We'll tell you something that's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're just going to put it out on social media or anywhere else you'd like to respond to us. And you tell us whether you think this is right, whether you think it's wrong, how this case should get settled. I don't know why this one freaks me out as much as it does.
Uh-oh. Okay.
A 56-year-old Georgia woman was seen pushing her car.
Okay.
Witnesses called the police to say, we see a woman. She's been pushing her car for the last 20 minutes, but her clothes seem to be falling off. So,
Popo comes.
Here they come. Officers arrived. The woman admitted she had her share of drinks.
Oh, okay.
They arrested her for DUI.
Driving under the influence of alcohol.
Now, what's the first word you said?
Driving. Not operating.
Not walking half naked. Okay. Pushing.
Not operating a vehicle under the influence of alcohol.
Right.
Being in control of a vehicle under the... It's driving.
This is one of those things, man, where... I'm going to say this. I've been told that I should have gotten a DUI. There was one night in my youth that I was plastered. It was the middle of winter. I had just played in a bar. And I was plowed, drunk. And I knew it. I came outside and I'm like, I'm never going to make it home. So I turned my car on because it's winter.
Okay.
Reclined my seat and slept it off.
Oh, you should have been taken to jail.
An officer knocked on the window and said, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm too drunk to drive home. And he told me he could take me to jail and he didn't.
In a heartbeat. What you should have done in that case, Slacker, this wouldn't have worked though. You could, if you're going to sleep in your car when you're wasted and sleep it off in your car, you take your keys, you throw them outside somewhere as far as you can.
Why would I have to do that?
As long as your keys are not
within your... Wait, if I'm in control of them, then...
It all comes down to that word right there, control.
I have control of my keys, but I'm sorry, let's go back to the original argument with this woman pushing your car.
Driving.
I'm not driving. I'm sleeping.
But you're still... operating a motor vehicle. You're still in control of that motor vehicle. So if you're gonna sleep off a drunk in your car, make sure your keys are nowhere in the inside
but
of the car.
But it was cold, so I'm supposed to freeze to death.
Basically, or you can go back into the bar.
Can I get into the passenger seat?
You cannot. Anywhere within
Why
your vehicle.
Why not? Well, I'm in the back seat. Doors are locked.
Because then you're the human being that's supposed to be controlling and operating that vehicle, and you can't because you're plowed.
But I'm not operating and I'm sleeping. There's no chance it's going to start driving because it's just running.
Did you know that technically, if you buy a case of beer and you're driving in a pickup truck and you put it next to you, you're nailed. Technically, you're supposed to put
what?
You got to put that booze as far away.
Out of arm's length.
Out of arm's length. Same with your keys if you're sleeping off a drunk.
So if I put them in my hatchback at the time I had a Honda Accord or something.
Maybe.
In the hatchback I could have.
The cops would technically say you're still inside the vehicle here.
Let me say this though. Okay. I think he probably wanted to write me for a DUI, but I was in a parking lot. If I had been, because here's another story I remember from my youth. One of the number one anchors on Denver television got plowed, started to drive home, realized he shouldn't, and pulled over and slept it off. But he pulled over on the side of the road. An officer approached, and they popped him for a DUI.
Love where his head is at. He tried to do the right thing, just not 100% right.
But the reason I think he got a DUI and I didn't is he was on a public street.
There you go.
Because recently I backed into somebody, but I backed into somebody in a private parking lot.
Okay.
And the officers arrived and said, if nobody's hurt and the damage is low, we can't write a ticket.
Technically, that is true.
So maybe that officer couldn't write me a ticket because I'm in Bengals parking lot.
Oh, wow. By the way, who was the TV person that...
I don't want to say. He did eventually come back to Colorado. He was one of the biggest anchors.
I know who you're talking about.
And then he came back on a different station.
I know who you're talking about.
I'm not sure if he's still on or not.
He was. He came back. I don't think he is now, though.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. So they nailed him but let you go.
They did.
Jeez.
I was purtier.
Okay.
By the way, I don't know if I've told this part of the story, but as the officer's grilling me, unbeknownst to him, he's standing in my own vomit because I had vomited out my driver's side door.
Oh my God, you should have been taken to jail.
I know. I don't think he knew. So then here's the question we're asking on all social media and our text
line. She's guilty.
I don't think she is.
She was in
pushing
control.
A car.
She was in control. Okay, let me ask you this then. Let's say she's drunk. She's pushing the car. The car gets loose and rolls backwards and plows into a house or a pedestrian. She's
damn you.
Right? She's supposed to be in
then
control.
Then you got to change the law. It's got to be called CAUI, like controlling an automobile under the influence.
I'm with you on that because she was not technically driving
at all.
But she got nailed for driving under the influence. Yeah, she should have gotten some.
Can you get? I've heard you can get a DUI on a bike.
And on a horse, too.
But you're not driving and it's not a car.
You're moving. You're operating a move.
Nah.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take your answers. Is a drunk woman merely pushing? Wait a minute. What if it's her friend's car and her friend is like sober? Like if she's just the one pushing, but her friend.
Look
like,
at you.
I'm
you
just trying to figure
look
out.
Look at you. That
but she's
one?
Still, she's the motor of it. So she's operating one part. As long as someone else is touching the steering wheel,
the sober
then it's okay.
Person is sitting in the driver's seat
or
controlling.
Walking next to it. Because when you're pushing, you don't want anybody sitting in the car.
I got nothing on that one.
Does a woman pushing a car who's plowed deserve
yep.
a DUI? Slack.